time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the name of the hidden tune and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Stacy Farian is on the phone from Denver, Colorado. Stacy, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thank you.
Stacy, tell me about your musical background.
Well, I'm a pianist, a composer, and a piano teacher. And let's see, I have a master's in piano performance and pedagogy. And recently, I started writing my own compositions, and they're in a style I call whimsically macabre.
And I understand that those are, I mean, just like Bruce's piano puzzlers are combinations of things, your creations are combinations too, yes?
Yeah, I like to take something that sounds kind of innocent and turn it into something disturbing.
All right, well, we'll see if Bruce's piano puzzler this week is also whimsically macabre, like your creations. Bruce has taken a familiar tune. He's rewritten it in the style of a composer. Stacy, we'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And Stacy, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, you and I can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Okay.
Okay, are you nervous? You sound nervous.
I'm terrified.
It's okay. It's going to be lots of fun, and I'm right here to back you up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
That's very cool. I like it.
Stacy, you describe your music as whimsically macabre. That sounded like a great description for what Bruce just played.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a weird coincidence.
So, Stacy, what do you think? What's going on in that piano puzzler?
Well, I definitely heard a Beatles tune.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking is of the lyrics right now. So, like, is it A Hard Day's Night?
It is A Hard Day's Night.
Oh, excellent.
Good. It sounds lovely like that.
Well, all right. So
it does sound like A Hard Day's Night, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. So, Stacy, part two, who's the composer whose style Bruce might have been imitating with that?
Okay, so it's most definitely 20th century.
Correct.
Very dissonant, which I like. And I heard like a little motive in there that sounded like Night on Bald Mountain, but I don't think it was actually Mussorgsky who wrote. I mean, I know he wrote that, but I don't think
you're
it
right.
Was
it's not Mussorgsky.
Yeah, I'm guessing Prokofiev or Shostakovich.
Well, that's very, very close. That's,
so we're talking early to mid 20th century.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Maybe I should play it again. The difference, I mean, since it isn't actually by this person, I always like to say that the reason it's not, for example, Prokofiev, is that it has very distinctive techniques throughout that are related to this other composer. But they definitely share a sound world. And some rhythmic drive, too.
Okay, so you're very close, Stacy. Bruce, could you play one more time, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. I'm going to guess Stravinsky now.
These are both good.
It's
very close. I mean, for example, I'll say something technical. Stravinsky never wrote clusters like this. Now, he wrote music that you might think of like this as a cluster. But in fact, that's two chords that have a relationship to each other. This has actual two kinds of clusters, whole tone clusters and half step clusters. So, and it has a relationship in tonality. And then the way the motifs are chopped up. So in other words, when you say Stravinsky and Prokofiev, you are definitely in the right world, and the rhythmic drive and the dissonance, it's really similar. But to get really specific, the certain kinds of clusters and imitations and little contrapuntal things are very specifically related to another composer, including the very last gesture, that rhythm.
Are we talking about a composer who was familiar with and inspired by Central European, Eastern European folk music?
You know, Fred, you always ask questions that tell us that you figured it out, which I always like that. But yes, you're right. Yes, absolutely.
So, Bartok.
Yes, it is Bartok. Yeah, and obviously for all those musicians listening to this, if you say Stravinsky and Prokofiev and it turns out to be Bartok, within a certain realm, this is really good because there are a lot of the driving rhythms and certain kinds of dissonances are shared by these composers at certain times in their lives. One of the things, especially if you think of the fourth string quartet, but in general, Bartok used clusters that were whole tone and half tone and used them alternating just like this. And then the two keys. And then chopping a motif, and inverting it. So every little thing in here, and these intervals, the bass line is full of the tritones and fifths of Bartok too. So it's close to that other world, but it's different.
Wow. Well, Bruce, I would say you picked out the perfect puzzler for Stacy.
I know. It's very weird. Yeah, who knew?
Stacy, great work.
Thank you. And thank you for your help.
Oh, of course. Well, I didn't say the name of the composer. You said the name of the composer. Stacy, nice work. You named the composer, you named the tune. How do you hear Piano Puzzlers?
I listen on the podcast.
Ah, the podcast from the PT page at yourclassical.org, the Piano Puzzler podcast with Bruce Adolph. Stacy, if people want to find your creations, where should they look?
You can go to whimsicallymacabre.bandcamp.com.
Whimsically macabre is the phrase to look for from Stacy Farian from Denver, Colorado. Stacy, thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you so much. That was really fun.
It was really fun to have you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.